Sweetheart, if I may...
I know you too well.
Your privilege. It's done now, dear. No putting the stuff back in the tube.
That I was foolish enough to squeeze...
The veil is drawn. Pray do not rend it end to end.
I know when people have had enough of me.
Can we possibly shorten the pastry, do you think? Because I was actually about to offer... No, offer sounds too seigneurial. About to propose, on bended knee, if need be, that you become joint managing director of 2x2, with appropriate perks tailored to your own personal measurements, which I know from cruel experience to be considerable.
She doesn't want me around?
Oh, Jill dotes on you and your reader Vaux. I forbid you, gently but firmly, to hurt her feelings or mine by playing the part of jealous Jimmy. I don't want him in the cast. I just may draw the line if you insist on us taking you for walks in the pushchair, but otherwise...
You've changed.
Oh, socks and undies. Time I did.
Perhaps I should do the same. Thank you for the offer, which I appreciate.
Now I'll get Benny the Bolt to draw up sheets and sheets of boring contractual papers. Solicitors are such fun people. But anything to help you sleep, sweetheart, has always been my rule. All better now.
I can always get a house of my own.
Up to you and down to me. Why not? Now back to the kitchen, Johnny.
We did 115 covers at lunch. If ever you've had enough of me...
I shall have had enough of life. I shan't. Ever. And now do shut up about it.
I'll go and piss in the stockpot.
Probably just what it needs. How does she do it? The secrets of the bedroom are nothing compared with the secrets of the kitchen. Ti amo, caro.
Your guest, Mr. Morris.
Do I know you?
Derek. Sorry, I was finishing a sentence in a traffic jam with the wind against me.
Do you want a glass of champagne? I seem to have this bottle here.
Exactly what I came for. How are you? How's Carol?
Oh, she's fine. Everybody's fine. Are you?
God, yes. So, what's the problem?
Do you really want to be a television executive?
Might be amusing. Muted chairs.
It might well not, and cheers it is. I thought you wanted to be a writer.
Enough of this foreplay. Is this all about there being a problem raising the funds? Not skint, are you, dear?
No, it wouldn't be my money anyway. Not much of it. No, thing is, I was having a word with Monty Waring.
How come you get to know people in the cabinet? I never get to know anyone.
We were fishing on the same stretch of water last weekend.
One of your tiddlers, was he?
We were both staying with Connie Georgiadis. Which isn't really the point.
But you stuck it in all the same. Up to his navel in the colonel's, wasn't he? Friend Connie a few years back.
He'd love to meet you, actually. Big, big fan.
He sells aeroplanes to the Arabs and rockets. He'd sell them the H-bomb if he had it in stock.
Be fair. He'd sell it to anyone. Connie's all right.
Do you mean that?
Oh, is that your high horse waiting at the gate? Do you know how many Arabs are investing in Israel's Silicon Valley? Don't ask. You always want to take a moral view of the world, but the world doesn't work that way.
I make a note. And now back to the riverbank and Monty Waring, who just happened to tell you what?
We were talking about the upcoming TV franchises and what the chances were of who got what. I never mentioned that you were involved, or that I was.
One of those topics that comes up when the salmon won't.
Not the salmon season. I was explaining how I thought that some of the franchises looked like changing hands, and I asked him... in a casual way, to give me his overview on it all.
That takes some casual doing, doesn't it?
When we were back indoors, he took me into the library.
Oh, really? What do international crooks have in their libraries these days? The Codex Sinaiticus, in mint condition.
Monty's very discreet. He didn't give me any direct indication.
But...
he took a sheet of writing paper, and he wrote some things down on it, and then he put it in an envelope and sealed it with sealing wax.
Discretion itself, Monty Waring. Was he wearing rubber gloves, did you notice?